Okay, so Perek Gimel, the Hashem listened to the tefillahs of Yonah in the Dagah and says, okay, he spits him out, Elayavasha, which he means he's out of the Gehenna. But he Dvar Hashem and Yonah shameless. Now Yonah gets the Dvar Hashem again. So what do we think that means? Zok the Goyin famously. The Grod, this is the story that Gilgal, the neshama that did not fulfill its tafkid in the first round of being in this world, neshama is now sent down once again to this world a second time to try to fulfill that tafkid once again. So it tries to run away, and it thinks it ran away. It never runs away. The tafkid is there. The mission is Kayim, and you just have to fulfill it.
What would it be? I'll show them.
So it says, Kum lechel Ninveh, Ir HaGadoila, sounds familiar? He tells him again, look, you're back to where you started last time. I told you already once to go to Ninveh, which is the Naveh of Hashem, the place of Shechina. I told you to come down into the world, Ukra'ela, and call out to it that every person has to listen to its mission and do the Dvar Hashem. But the grain is medayik, the pasuk says, Kum lech al Ninveh ha'ir ha'gdoyla, kroi la, esa kriya asher anochi doiver elacha, that which I told you, zok to grow, it means, shedibarti lecha kvar. Means, the mission that you have the second time is the same mission you had the first time. The first time you messed up, the first time you ran away, you got caught up with Tarshish, you got caught up with the gold and silver, you didn't listen, you just ignored it. You tried to run and tried to hide. The Hashem calls to the Yoina again and says, Yoina, it's time to do it again. I'm not telling you anything new. Whatever you knew before, you know now. Ukra eleha es hakriya asher anochi doiver elacha. That kriya that I already told you once, it's time that you listen to it again this time. Unbelievable idea. It's a tremendous muster, obviously, right? That you're not getting, you don't need a another career, you don't need another mission. You still didn't do the first one. Okay.
They know the local bank. They know, yes, the traveling. They know the situation.
Correct. But you put the make general wow. If only required working in the filters.
And more than that, sorry, I just got distracted. But more than that, I was actually looking at the bottom here. He explains that what you see from here is that the mission of the Gilgal is to do that mission, which it had already. There's no second mission. It's not like you come back for something else. It's not like you're coming back for a different mission. It's okay. You're coming back for the same one that you had already. That's the chiddush over here. Okay. So it says, Vayakom Yoina, Vayelech al Ninveh kedvar Hashem. So Yoina gets up. This time he listens. Ninveh wasn't a bad city. It was an Ir Gedolah Elokim, which was 3 days away. So listen to this Gra. If you were Mesupik, why in the world we lane? If at this point you still have the Suffolk, why you lane Yoina and Yom Kippur? Now you're going to find out. It's going to blow your mind away. He says, Yoina gets up and he says, and he goes to Ninveh, and it was a big city. It was 3 days away. So, Zokt the Gra. Mahalach Shlosha Yomim. She'ikroi shel Adam lahalach lefnei Elokim tamid. K'mo shekatzu chol tzadikim. The ikra avoda of a person is to go in front of Hashem, to walk with Hashem, shivisi, to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Nineveh never went in front of Hashem. Rak Gimel Yomim. They only were in front of Hashem for 3 days a year. They paid attention to Hashem, Rosh Chodesh El, when we got the first Tekiah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, but the Tekiah Shofar Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, they were afraid of Yom Kippur. So there were 3 days a year. They were in a city that paid attention to Hashem. They were high holiday Jews. They paid attention to Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh El, even. You know, okay, we're going to inspire the Tekiah Shofar, whoa. And then, what's it called? And Yom Kippur. Well, Nineveh, the Hochlus Nail Kim Ragim Yom, Mim Rosh Chodesh El, Basro Rishayna, the first morning of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because was Simon, and the Simon is Aryeh Yishag Milo Yira. Which is brought down that when you blow shofar, everyone's afraid. When a lion roars, everyone's afraid. So the gra ari yishag is a remez to this vort. So I assume what he means is that ari is Rosh Hashanah, El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ari. El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Some nuschois have Aryeh, in which case is a fourth day of Hey is Hashanah Rabo. And those were the days that got people excited. You blow shofar, everyone's afraid. But mikan ve'elach. But after that, came in the dosh dosh. We got used to it. Look, the shofar scared me for a second. I got uncomfortable. That shofar, whoa, it knocked me off out of my comfort zone. But let me recalibrate. I don't want to get too uncomfortable. I would rather be comfortable. So we get used to it. Okay, I got it. There's a shofar after davening. Tell my wife. It takes another 3 minutes, this, I'm going to be late. The thing, I have a shofar, there's a little David, don't worry, I got it. And again, I'm comfortable, I'm good. Keeping the dosh dosh. It lost the impact. So he says that was the problem with Nineveh. I think this is mamish mind blowing because you think this is the problem with Nineveh, that they only paid attention to Hashem on El. So he says that was the problem. The problem was with the neshama that the mission it had was to remind the people to get inspired by the Yom Neroim. You got to live that way the rest of the year. That was the mission of Yoyna. That was the mission of the neshama. And so obviously comes the end of Yom Kippur, comes Minch of Yom Kippur, and we're on a super high, and we're mamish inspired. Comes the story of Yoyna, where you want to be like Nineveh. You just want to be one of those people that's inspired now. Look, thank goodness. I was starting to feel a little bit, you know, uncomfortable. It was El, I was starting to do tshuva or shana. It's like, this is not, you know, I'm not so comfortable in this zone. So tshuva, El, or shana, you know, kippur. I'm looking forward to just be over so I go back to being myself. So that's one of these lessons of Yoyna. That's what these people did. They stayed to them. They were excited for those 3 days, and then they went back. And then Goyen says a gavaldik achidish. You could say over your table. Chidish from the Gra. That this is a halacha that we blow shofar for the whole El, and we stop Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then we continue on Rosh Hashanah. So what's pshat? Why do we stop Erev Rosh Hashanah? So push pshat, there's two pshatim, either la'arev ha-satan, or to show a difference to tkiyas, the rishos and tkiyas, the chayva. There should be a distinction between the tkiyas that you have to do and the tkiyas that are extra from a minig. Very nice. It says a grov, ve'efshah lo'imai de'lakach mafsikin l'tkoya Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is why we stop Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Bishloishim Yoyim came in the Dosh Dosh Naseteva. Because if we didn't stop Erev Rosh Hashanah, then the Shofar Rosh Hashanah wouldn't make an impact. Because we will have been used to it already. We've heard it for 30 days. Okay, it's the next day now. Okay, no. It's not going to make any impact on the person. So we specifically stop Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now you're going to blow again Rosh Hashanah, the impact is going to come back. the points of the shofar are not just, apparently according to the Gra, it's not enough to just blow shofar stam zayin. You want to blow shofar and you want the shofar to make an impact on you. And therefore, in order for your shofar to make a real impact, you have to stop and you have to allow the hergel to wear off. And once the hergel wears off, then you can go ahead and then when you blow it again, there will be a new impact. That's what the Gra says. Now, v'yachol yoina lovay bi'ir mahalach yom echad. Yoina came to the city on the first day. Zok the Gra Rosh Chodeshel, he shows up. V'yikrav ha'yomar, he says, Oyinar boim yoim, you have 40 days. Which 40 days? From Rosh Chodeshel to Yom Kippur. V'ninve ne'apeches. And this is what you have to tell the people. 40 days, and if you don't take advantage of the 40 days, Nineveh will be Nehepeches. The place that you are in this world is not going to be comfortable anymore. It's going to be Nehepeches. Okay. So again, he's basically telling them they have to Yom Kippur to go ahead and do it. Then it says that they did it. Vayaminu anshei Ninveh ve'elokim. They believed. Vayikru utsoim. They started fasting, which is going to says is a sefer mitshuva that it says beinanim esanim. Vayibushu sakim migoydlo ve'aktonim. And everybody's sak and efer and they chapped around during the last 10 days during the sefer mitshuva. That's what the Gra learns the pasuk. Okay, so we'll have to get into a little more detail on this tomorrow, Mr. Shem. This is the mahalach so far. Okay, unbelievable stuff here. Okay, shkar everybody.
Thank you.